our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. After spending a good deal of time and money, the old fellows finally rounded up the Confederate bills, which Cedric had so magnanimously spread around town. While they were getting the bills together to sell to Mr. Dinster, the antique dealer, they received a startling phone call from him. He had examined some of the bills and apparently had some astounding information to impart. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, here's a little scene with which you may be familiar. A secretary and her boss are hard at work in the office late one afternoon when suddenly...
Will you call me Mr. Pierce?
Yes, Miss Smith. Do you have that Jenkins report ready?
No, I haven't, Mr. Pierce. It's not quite finished. I'm working on it, but I've had a terrific headache all afternoon.
Well, I'm sorry about your headache, but that report is important. Why don't you try some Alka-Seltzer?
Well, that girl's boss certainly knows what to do about an occasional headache. And perhaps knowing the answers to a great many problems is the reason why he's the boss. Anyway, it's wise to keep Alka-Seltzer at your place of work just as you do at home. Then, when a headache or an acid-upset stomach threatens to throw you down, you'll be ready to enjoy the pleasant, welcome relief Alka-Seltzer can give. So do as thousands of others are doing. Keep Alka-Seltzer handy at work as well as at home. Get two large 60-cent packages from your nearest drugstore right away. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, if we look in on the little community today, we find Abner out in front of the Jotham Down store doing a little repair work on the front steps. Listen.
Howdy, Miss Barton.
Hello, Miss Abner. I ain't Miss Barton.
Oh, howdy, Cedric.
What you doing there?
Oh, just sort of nailed down this loose board here, fixing these front steps.
That's the biggest nails I've ever seen.
And I want them to stay. I dug this when I nailed them down there nailed. I'll tell you that. A team of mules couldn't pull that board loose. Mrs. Blevin stepped on the thing as she fell down. Never hurt herself. She might have, though.
Never hurt the steps, neither, did she?
Oh, well, that board flew up and hit her in the head there, sort of splintered the end of it a little.
Hmm.
Then Sister Simpson, why, she the lawsuit, this sure's world to work.
Mr. Abner, can I have that Cedric money?
Yes, sir, if that had been Sister Simpson, she wouldn't have wasted five... what'd you say, Cedric?
Can I have that Cedric money?
Ah.
Leastways my share of it.
Why, Cedric... Ain't you got it through your head yet? That stuff ain't no good, Cedric. You was here when we got that phone call from Mr. Dempster yesterday.
Yes, Mom, but
He said it weren't worth nothing because it was all counterfeit.
Yes, Mom, but I never understood.
It weren't bad enough. It was Confederate's money. It turned out to be counterfeit Confederate's to boot.
Yes, Mom, I know that, but I'd still like to have it. This seems like a good feeling to have your pocket stuffed full of money, even if it is counterfeiting. I'd love to pull out them $100 bills.
Yeah, well, I'm feared you're too late. Lum throwed that junk in the stove and burned it up.
Oh.
So he's so mad and disappointed, he never wanted to see none of it again as long as he lived.
Sake. Well, how about that part of the Federate money you'd already sent over to Mr. Dempster?
Well, I reckon that's still over Charter Edfield's place. You can have that if you want it, Cedric. But don't you go trying to spend it now. They'll throw you in jail again. This time for good. They'll throw the key away on you.
No, Mom, I won't spend it. I'll just use it for swapping. Well, much obliged, Mr. Abner.
Ha ha. Hey there, Abner. Oh, howdy, Grandpa.
What you doing? Trying to tear down the place?
Yeah, run a splinter there halfway through my hand. No, I'm just fixing this step. What's new, Grandpa?
Yeah. Too bad that money of yours turned out to be counterfeit.
Don't even mention that. Special not to Lum. There's the disappointedest one human you ever seen.
Disappointed, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know how he'd always had his heart set on being a millionaire. I believe he'd rather be that than anything, a rich millionaire.
Well, I suppose it's all right for them that likes it. By the way, is Lum inside the store? I want to see him.
No, he went out a while ago. I don't know where he's going, he never said. Ought to be back pretty quick, though, I think. What do you want to see him about?
Oh, nothing much. A letter come into the post office addressed to the Chamber of Commerce. Now,
Chambers of Commerce?
Yeah, have we got one of them things here in Pine Ridge?
I don't believe we have. Seems like Lum did try to start something like that here a while back.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I figured Lum might be the one this letter's for.
Now, who's it from? What does it say, Green?
Well, I don't know. It's from California, I know that, but I don't know what it says. They got it sealed up pretty good.
They have, huh?
Yeah.
Here, let me see it.
Yeah, take it.
Huh. And you sealed up pretty good there, ain't you?
Yeah. Huh. Yep.
Always wonder what's in this letter.
Yeah. Did you say Lum's gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
You know, Abner, he might be gone for a long time. No telling when he'll get back.
Well, now, you might have a pretty good point there, Grandpap. Oh, sure. Lum might be gone for a couple of days, for all I know. He never said. A
couple of weeks.
Oh, a couple of months.
A couple of years.
Yeah.
A couple of centuries. No. No telling how important this letter might be.
Open it up.
Might be too late if we waited for another.
Open it up. You convinced me a long time ago. Open it up there.
Yeah, I believe you got the right out of there, Abner. Glad you thought it up.
What did it say?
Well, I'll get it on hold.
Well, hurry up, soldier. Who do we know in California? Who does the Chamber of Commerce know?
Pine Ridge Chamber of Commerce.
Ah,
I'm reading it now.
Oh!
Pine Ridge Chamber of Commerce, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Dear sir, I have...
Just a minute, Grandpap. I hear our phone ringing in the store there, Bob. I'll be back.
Lately become interested in botany, and am making a collection of plants native to each of our states. I am now in search of a Arkansas plant. I understand there are some interesting indigenous specimens in your part of the state. I expect to be in Pine Ridge next Monday and would appreciate it if you would help me in locating a suitable plant. Yours very truly, K. Kaiser, Hollywood, California. Huh. Kaiser. Don't that name sound kind of familiar to you, Abner? Abner? Abner, where are you? Hey, Abner, where'd you go?
Yes, Miss Pomeroy.
Oh, there you are.
Yes, Mom, we've got sugar.
Yeah, thought you were standing out there listening to me.
Hush up, Grandpap, I can't hear nothing. All right, Miss Pomeroy. Anything else now? Yes, Mom, this afternoon. Much obliged to you. Goodbye.
I never seen you go in the store. Thought you was out there with me all the time.
I told you I heard the phone ringing in here and had to come answer it. What'd the letter say?
The letter?
That's from California. Where is it? Let me read it.
Oh, yeah, the letter. Sure was interesting.
Well, what did it say? Where is it, Grandpa?
Let's see. What did I do with the pigeon-toed thing? I had it just a minute ago.
Well, you must have.
It's in my hand. Read the whole thing.
You never throwed it away when you got done with it, did you?
No. I never throw nothing away.
Thanks.
Special, not no letters. Now, where could I put that spavin-legged thing? I had it right here.
You better find it now. That don't belong to you, Grandpa.
I know I had it in my hand when I was reading it.
Of course.
Yeah, I had to, didn't I? Then I looked around and seen you was gone. Then I come in here, so I know it can't be very far away from here.
Look in your pockets.
Yeah, let's see. That's what I'm doing.
No, but I don't see how you could lose a bigger thing as a letter.
It ain't lost. It's here somewhere. Look here. You ever see this, Abner? The picture of my niece.
Niece. Oh.
Niece.
Oh.
One that lives in Louisiana.
Well, we ain't interested in that now.
Oh, that's right. You know, she'd be a nice-looking girl if it wasn't for her face.
Put that thing away, Grandpap. Get to hunting that letter. We better find that before Lum gets back here.
Yeah, here we are.
Well,
yeah.
Good. That's a relief.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Sue Patterson and son Wilbur returned to Cherry Hill Friday night.
Wait a minute, what are you reading there?
This article I cut out of the county paper. Ain't that what we're looking for?
It's that letter from California we're looking for. Can't you recollect
that? Oh, yeah, sure. What's the matter with me? The letter.
No.
The letter, sure. Where's that bow-legged thing I went to?
Are you sure you've looked through every one of your pockets, Grandpap?
Yeah. I believe it must be lost, Abner.
Oh, me.
I found this article here. Cut it out of the county paper. Mr. and Mrs. Sude Patterson.
I don't care about Mr.
Wilbur.
Mrs. Sude Patterson. I will.
Return to Cherry Hill Friday night after visiting relays in Hatfield.
Grandpap, look, just
Wilbur is 7 years old.
That's fine.
You know, they have some awful interesting articles in that paper.
Oh, yes, sir. Grandpapa, if we don't find that letter... Oh, wait a minute. Too late. There comes Lum right now.
Yeah, I'd like to meet Mr. and Mrs. Patterson sometime. I've been reading so much about them. Sound like nice people. Wilbur's 7 years old now.
Hey, Lum.
You believe it.
We got a letter from California, but Grandpap lost it.
Well, who was it from?
I don't know. Grandpap was the only one that read it.
Well, what did he say, Grandpap?
You can at least tell us that, can't you?
Sure, I can do that.
Well,
I read it.
All right.
It was from a feller named Mr. Kaiser.
Kaiser. What about that name over in Germany a few years back? I ain't heard much about him lately, though. Oh.
Yeah, this one's from California, though.
California, yeah, that's right.
Well, there's Henry Kaiser, but I don't reckon it'd be him. There's old Faithful Kaiser.
Huh?
What'd the letter say?
That's a water spouting thing, Grandpap, up there in the park.
I'm trying to recollect what he said. He said he was interested in barter boat or
boats.
Might have been, I don't know.
Granny, that could be Henry Kaiser. That's what he does, build boats.
Huh.
What was he writing us for?
Well, he said he wanted to get an Arkansas plant.
He did?
Yeah, and he said he's going to be in Pine Ridge next Monday and wants you to help him locate a suitable plant, I believe he told it.
Well, I'll be dadblamed. You hear that, Abner?
Yeah, I heard it. What does it mean?
Well, don't you see? Henry J. Kaiser, one of the biggest builders in this country, is aiming on putting up a big manufacturing plant of some kind here in Pine Ridge.
He is.
And he wants me to help him find a place to locate it. All right, Grannies, Mr. Kaiser, you can count on me. You've got yourself a partner now.
Whoa, Lum, watch your step. Before you start building any manufacturing plant, perhaps you should find out just which Mr. Kaiser you're dealing with. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.